Okay. And I think what also is aligned with your mobility strategy is this new app, Floya, the Maas app. Could you tell me a little bit more about that? The reason why to add another app? And I guess it's owned by the government because Maas apps don't really make money, so I guess it's subsidized. So, but why another app?
Because we need another app because there's a lot of apps. And I know this sounds crazy, but Floya is actually an app, and it is organized by the government, but especially the public transport companies. So the STIP, the MEVB, has launched it, but with the help of the regional government. And what's the idea? It's now, if you want to get around in Brussels, you need to really know how to get along. You need to know, okay, I can take a Dot Step, or I can take a poppy car, or I can go by Cambio, or I can use the STIP, or
There's a lot
take
of
the LAN,
options.
MEVB. So I have about 12 applications on my phone that I use regularly. So it is, you need to really know your way. So it's not organizing traffic around people. So the idea of Floya was, you need to have an app in which that you say, okay, I'm going from point A to B. What's the best way? And I know those apps exist. I do also have Google Maps on my phone, but, and it's telling you, okay, you can do it, but you cannot from that application directly book your Cambio or ask the taxi to come. So it's still, you see an option, but then you still need to open the other app. So the idea is if one integrated application that shows you how to get there in a multimodal way, because Floya is showing more options than many other applications. Say, okay, you can cycle for 10 minutes and then you can take a train and that will bring you faster. So it is, it has a lot of intelligence behind it. But the idea is especially at UK from in that app, you can pay all the ways to get around. And so it is an all-integrated application. We were very inspired by the system in Vienna. So they also have this, and it showed that it helps people discover new ways of getting around. Most people are in a certain habit, especially in Belgium, we're very monomodal. People are either cyclists,
Or
either
car.
the car user, either public transport. And we need to become more multimodal because sometimes you're tired, you know, on the cycle, and then perhaps the metro is a good option, or sometimes you have a lot of luggage and you really need a car. And so being multimodal is really the future of Brussels, and not everybody needs to bend their car forever, but if you're one or two times a week you can get around differently, it really changes the difference in the streets. So Floya is, it's your partner in getting around in Brussels, and it's offering you ways to get around you didn't know, and everything is integrated in app. It is a growing app, so she's now launched. I call her she because Floya is a, it's a woman. So she will grow and she will become more and more. And I'm really convinced that it will be very practical also for tourists. How can I get around? Do I get to? And you just put in your credit card and you can pay every mode
You
from
can pay
that
in the
way.
app as well.
That's yes.
Does it
And that's a
provide?
really important element.
Exactly. Does it also provide data to the city? Because I can imagine it has useful data for the city in terms of mobility, the planning of streets and so on. If you have all the data, it's very, very useful.
Absolutely. The data are anonymized, of course. We do respect privacy, but it's now we have a lot of data for public transport. You know, oh, bus line 95 is really saturated, so we need to put in bigger buses on that line. But it is because people are losing that bus. But with this app, we really know from where are people going. So we can really learn a lot, and perhaps the 95 needs to have another direction or cut in two, because we see many people actually needing this or this way to get around. It will collect a lot of data in how to offer and organize our public transport or our transport in general in Brussels. Also on who, because we know that men and women, for example, in
Travel
general,
differently.
use different ways to get around. So it will really learn us a lot on who is getting around, what are the real needs of mobility, and how can we respond to those needs in the best way. So there's a really rich data collection for the government behind it as well.
You just mentioned buses, and actually, I want to go on that because recently it was in the news that some buses were being cut, bus lines. What is your opinion?
Not
that?
In Brussels. Oh, okay. I really, really want to stress
see,
on
I
that.
I only watched the Dutch, the Flanders
that's,
news.
That's true. Flanders. So in Flanders, so the mobility and public transport is regional. So Flanders has the LAN, a regional public transport. In Brussels, we have MEVB, which is our regional transport. And MEVB, actually, we have added new lines. We have several new lines, bus lines. We have augmented the frequency of the bus lines, of the tram lines, of the metro lines. We have created new tram lines. We are still doing work, for example, tram line for Neder-Overijmeek. So we have invested a lot in our public transport. And you know, and it's really, okay, perhaps I'm a bit chauvinist and I love my city, but I think we can be proud of the quality of public transport in Brussels, even if it can be better. And so if I follow, I also follow the debate in Flanders, where there's 3,000 bus stops being cut,
it's
where
the
lines being reduced. Yeah. And it's making me angry, I have to admit it, because I do understand that they're reorganizing, sometimes need to reorganize, but if you reorganize without providing the budget to increase the offer, it is really difficult and people are losing their connections. And we need to have a country in which people can rely on public transport, that you go out and that you know, if I go out, there will be a bus. In Brussels, it's maximum 15 minutes. And we really want to stress on that. If on a Sunday night, I live in Ganshoor, which is one of the communes bits on the outside of Brussels. So I was really far away a place. I just saw my bus passing. I said, okay, I'll take the next one. It was 15 minutes and I was complaining and I was sending a text to a friend of mine and I say, oh, just missed the bus. I have to wait for 15 minutes. And she said, are you kidding me?
It's just an hour.
She said, one, you have a bus every 15 minutes on a Sunday somewhere in a lost space in Brussels. And two, she said, there's a signing indicating the time and you can rely on it. And those are really important elements. But this is what you need to have to give people the comfort to rely on public transport. And if we want to have fewer traffic jams in Brussels, we also need people in Flanders and Wallonia to change their mobility habits. And so for me, it's important that people in Flanders can use public transport because a lot of it's 400,000 cars every day coming in Brussels, going out the evening. So if those people don't have an alternative, we have a problem. So we do have park and rides. We made them for free and going to take profit from it to make some publicity. We have free park and rides in Brussels. They're not well known, so that's why I say so. But if people in Flanders cannot rely on public transport, in Brussels we also have a problem. So it's something that actually kind of makes me angry. It costs a lot of money. I know that in Brussels it's 1/6 of our regional budget. It is a lot of money, but with result. And so I can only plead to the Flemish government, please do invest in this public transport, because every euro you put in it, you gain 2 euros back, because the economy flourishes, because people can get around, people go to bars, to concerts, they move around more. So public transport is also an actor of economical wealth. And so please do invest in it, because we really need it in Brussels as well.
Actually, you changed my mind a little bit about Brussels, because as someone from Flanders, we always complain about the traffic when you enter Brussels and so on. That's always a big topic. We always complain about that. But while Flanders is actually cutting down buses, Brussels is investing in mobility heavily. And what is also always a big issue in Flanders in September at the start of the year is the buses for the special needs children who sometimes sit for 2 hours or 3 hours to go to school. How is that even possible in a country like Belgium, I think?
And it's good to say, because Brussels is often seen, and it's always a capital of a country, but we're often seen as we're in the news when there's problems. And so we don't get the news when things are going well. And so it's nice to have podcasts to say there are problems in Brussels.
I definitely changed my mind about Brussels.
We still have work in Brussels, but we do have also good things. And for example, half of the people in Brussels don't own a car. So the car possession is really low.
So they rely on public transport.
They rely on public transport. And so most families in Brussels, they do not own a car. And it's not because they're all ecological cyclists people. It's often because of the cost. The car costs a lot of money. Not everybody can afford it. It takes space. You need a parking space. So it is often a choice of an economical choice. So public transport is also a way of offering mobility choices to a population that doesn't always have the money to have a car, and making people being, because they in Flanders say my car is my freedom. I hate that expression, because how is it freedom that you depend on an expensive big metal instrument to get around? For me, real freedom is I can leave my house and I will go get anywhere by bike, by bus, by public transport, perhaps by car, yeah, without being dependent on having to buy my own personal car. This is, for me, it's a strange way to look at freedom for me. But I can understand for many people, it is the only way to get around. And
exactly,
that's
there's
reality.
No alternative.
Yeah. And so in that way, I think Brussels is a good example also for Flanders. Although we do have issues, we do have problems, but it is it's something I'm proud to defend. And the main traffic jams are coming for people coming to Brussels. And I love people coming to Brussels. We want people to work here. We want people to visit us. But if they often can come by train or
leave their car in the
park and ride, it's better. But we really need reliable trains, more trains. We need to have public transport in Flanders and Wallonia for that as well.
What I actually used last time when I came to Brussels, I parked on the outside of Brussels, and then I used a dot bike to enter.
Voilà.
That was very convenient, actually.
That's parking, right?